Okay, I haven't heard anything else, so just going to carry on with, this is WRUA 709. My name's Ken. You are listening to the GMRS Amron Directed Net on NV725 repeater in Grants Pass, Oregon. And next we're going to go into the Amron emergency brief, or intelligence brief. And it's a little bit interesting. This is as of last Monday, so you always want to know that it's a little behind when we're on the net. However, the precedence for this one was routine. The current AMCON level is 4. And there was an earlier one that went out. This is going to supersede the earlier AIB, from 9-1. The corrected and updated news from Venezuela. Break. There was a line 1 in the 1st September AIB that stated that the U.S. was preparing for the invasion of Venezuela, quote unquote. This is unfounded, and the source was an ex-count called U.S. Homeland Security News, is not somebody who's known, tested, or reliable. There is indeed a significant buildup of U.S. naval assets in the region, but there's no confirmed intelligence or public statements by the Trump administration related to an invasion. Right? And those of you might have seen some things in a variety of places where they blew up a ship that they said was trying to smuggle drugs in from Venezuela. Next, I have a source from the military.com. There's a naval escalation near Venezuela from Washington, D.C. The United States is boosting its maritime force in the waters off Venezuela to combat threats from Latin America drug cartels, with the expected arrival of more vessels next week. Break. This is an action that will undoubtedly fuel more speculation among Venezuelans, their government, and its political opposition. The U.S. government has not signaled any planned land incursion from the more than 4,000 personnel being deployed to the area, and analysts and current and former government officials see no possibility of an invasion in Venezuela. Break. Continuing on, Admiral Darrell Cottle, the Navy's Chief of Naval Operations, told reporters Thursday that U.S. ships are heading into waters off South America to support, and I quote, Venezuelan operations and mission, end quote, that involve drug cartels. He did not say where exactly they were going and declined to provide specifics about the military's goals, saying much of the information is classified. And then from the National Hurricane Center, as of this brief, there was nothing significant at this time, and that is the end of the Amron intelligence brief. Okay, now we're going to go to move on to the Channel 3 project. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net. The Illinois Valley started at 6:15 p.m. and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC nets, and all other Channel 3 checks take place right now. We do have several consistent operators that have great coverage in our area. Roger 746 runs the project. There are a couple other people that may or may not be here tonight. So regularly, Cameron 644, Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. I know West 327 is out there as well. I'd like you to try and check in tonight and see how you do. I've noticed a lot of noise on the channel, so we'll see how it goes. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. Stand by. If you do get any, write them down for yourself. And you should write down who you can hear in any case. So if you'd like to give your tallies to me or us here on this frequency, that would be great. These will be the people that you need or you'll want to talk to in emergencies. As a reminder, the ham frequency is simplex, is 146.420 if you have your ham license. And I just want to let you know that we're going to stand by for the Channel 3 project numbers, then I'll close the net. Certainly I'll ask for any questions or any discussions that we want to do. And as always, God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. Hey, Roger, 746, are you out there?